get in Becker and Clearwater tonight. That's an elimination game. So Becker and Clearwater would be playing as well tonight in Region 11C. All right, that's 11C. We'll take another break here on the Dick Putts Show, and when we come back, we'll recap Region 15C after these messages.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Hi, this is Paul, and we all look forward to annual traditions. Every spring, farmers return to their fields to raise crops for another season, and baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable growing season, and at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank all the farmers for believing in the co-op model. It's never too late to do a custom farm plan or to have a discussion with Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the growing season. Look us up online at PainesvilleCoop.com, and to all area amateur baseball teams, have a great season from the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we are dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Water scale buildup in St. Augusta?
Leaky faucets in Luxembourg?
Loud AC in Albany?
Pleasant Lake drinking water? Not so pleasant?
Shower too cold in Cold Spring?
Better get Gilk. This is James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk.
From Gilk Services, if you live around these towns and have any plumbing, heating, AC, electrical, or water issues, we're here to help.
And don't forget, we deliver salt and water. Visit us at gilkplumbing.com, a Ream Pro partner.
Gilk Services of Richmond.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putts Show on KASM. Let's go over to Region 15C. You heard those ball games on KASM this weekend on Friday night. It was Pearl Lake taking on Al Rosa, and Pearl Lake defeats Al Rosa by a score of 10-8. 10 runs, 14 hits, and an error for Pearl Lake. 8 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Al Rosa. On the mound for Pearl Lake, Adam Braun starts, relieved by Justin Kunkel in the first. He'll get the win. Nolan Notch comes in the sixth, and the catcher Colton Pruth. For Al Rosa, Will Van Beck starts, taking the loss, relieved by Ashton Dingman in the third, Ethan Vogt in the sixth inning, and the catcher Blaine Fisher. Hitting highlights for Pearl Lake on Friday night, Alex Lensmeyer, 2-for-6. Nick Schmidt was 2-for-4. Adam Braun, 3-for-4 with a double. Blake Kunkel, 2-for-5, and Colton Pruth was 2-for-5. For Al Rosa on Friday night, Blaine Fisher had a double. Jackson Peter, 5-for-5. Jackson had 2 doubles. And Derek Wiener with a 2-run home run in the 6th inning. A final on Friday night, it was Pearl Lake 10 and Al Rosa 8. Second game on Friday night had the Cold Spring Rockies taking on Farming, and the Rockies prevail in this one, defeating Farming by a score of 8-6. 8 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for the Rockies, 6 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Farming. On the mound for Cold Spring, Cole Fuchs starts, picking up the win, relieved by Connor Schoberg in the 7th. He'll get the save, and the catcher, David Jonas. For Farming, Adam Neibauer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Ethan Nabertil in the seventh, and the catcher, Josh Becker. Hitting highlights for the Rockies on Friday night, Jordan New, 2-for-5. David Jonas, 3-for-4. He had a 3-run home run in the first inning. Austin Duffner, 2-for-5, and Thad Leaser was 2-for-4. For the Flames on Friday night, Will Mergen, 2-for-5. Ethan Nabertil was 2-for-5. Ethan, a 2-run home run in the fifth inning. And Josh Becker, 2-for-4 with a double. A final again on Friday night had the Cold Spring Rockies defeating the Farming Flames 8-6. Saturday started out with Richmond taking on Watkins, and Watkins comes from behind in this one, defeats Richmond by a score of 4-3. 4 runs, 8 hits, 5 errors for the Clippers, 3 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Richmond. Matt Geislinger on the mound will go the distance for Watkins. He picks up the win, his catcher Lincoln Hogan. For Richmond, Dalton Thielen starts, relieved by Taylen Bragelman in the ninth. He'll take the loss, and the catcher Tyler Prom. Hitting highlights for Watkins on Saturday afternoon, Nolan Geislinger. 3-for-5, Nolan had the game-winning hit in the bottom of the ninth inning. Lincoln Hogan was 2-for-4 for the Clippers. For Richmond, Brock Rotstein, 3-for-5, and Jack Bose had a triple. A final on Saturday had Watkins defeating Richmond by a score of 4-3. Spring Hill taking on St. Martin in game number 2 on Saturday, and St. Martin prevails in this one, beating Spring Hill 1-0. 1 run, 6 hits, no errors for the Martins. No runs, 2 hits, and no errors for Spring Hill. Scott Leaser on the mound for the Martins. He'll go the distance, picking up the win. His catcher, Kurt Schlungen. For Spring Hill, drafty Ty Reller will start. He takes the loss, and his catcher, Nathan Terrace. The Martins with 6 hits in that ball game. In that game, we had Carter Thielen. Carter Thielen, Kyle Leaser, Brian Schlungen, and Ben Schrader all with singles. Nolan Reeder, he was 2-for-3 in the ballgame. Nolan had a double for the Martins. For Spring Hill on Saturday, Jamie Terrace and Luke Damer with the only hits, as St. Martin defeats Spring Hill Saturday by a score of 1-0. Our final game on Saturday was a state qualifier game between the Cold Spring Rockies and Pearl Lake, and the Cold Spring Rockies come out on top in this one, 3-0 over Pearl Lake. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Rockies. No runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Pearl Lake. On the mound for the Rockies, Jake Brinker starts, picking up the win, relieved by Connor Schoberg in the seventh. Connor getting a save, and the catcher, David Jonas. For Pearl Lake, Mitch Winicky goes the distance, taking the loss, giving up just the 4 hits. His catcher, Colton Pruth. Hitting highlights for the Rockies on Saturday night, David Jonas, a 2-run home run in the first inning, and also hits by Jordan New, Austin Duffner, and Brady Weber. For Pearl Lake on Saturday evening, hits by Max Fox, Nick Schmidt, Adam Braun, and Andrew Schmidt. A final again had the Cold Spring Rockies qualifying for the state tournament with a 3-0 victory over Pearl Lake. And on Sunday, we started our day out at 11 o'clock this morning. It was El Rosa taking on Farming in an elimination game. The win goes to Farming by a score of 4-2. 4 runs, 4 hits, and an error for Farming. 2 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for El Rosa. Trent Wendland, the draftee on the mound for Farming, will pick up the win, relieved by Adam Winkles in the ninth. Winkles will get the save, and the catcher, Cody Ferrey. For El Rosa, Peyton Van Beck starts, goes the distance, taking the loss, his catcher, Blaine Fisher. Hitting highlights for Farming today, Will Mergen, 1-for-3 with a run scored. Isaac Nett, 1-for-3 with a run scored. And Adam Winkles, 1-for-4 with an RBI. For El Rosa this afternoon, Jackson Peter was 2-for-5, and Gavin Campson, 2-for-4. As Farming defeats El Rosa today, 4-2, Farming moves on. El Rosa season is finished. Richmond taking on Spring Hill in an elimination game, and Richmond defeats Spring Hill today by a score of 7-1. 7 runs, 16 hits, 2 errors for Richmond. 1 run, 5 hits, 2 errors for Spring Hill. On the mound for Richmond, Luke Jokola will go the distance, picking up the win today. His catcher, Tyler Prom. For Spring Hill, Anthony Reberman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Ty Reller in the third, Austin Schoenberg in the seventh, Carter Cheetah in the eighth, and the catcher Nathan Terrace. Hitting highlights today for Richmond, Dalton Thielen, 2-for-6, Dalton with two doubles. Tyler Prom was 2-for-6 today. Brock Rotstein, 2-for-5. Cole Schmitz, 2-for-4. He had two doubles this afternoon. Justin Schrader, 2-for-4. A double and a solo home run in the seventh inning for Justin. Isaac Holthaus was 2-for-4. And Jack Bose, 3-for-5 for the Royals today. For Spring Hill, hitting highlights included Jamie Terrace, 2-for-3 with a double. Austin Schoenberg, 2-for-4 with a double. And Owen Meyer had a double. A final this afternoon, it was Richmond 7, Spring Hill 1. Richmond lives again for next weekend. They will continue their play. Spring Hill season ends with the loss today. And our final ball game here in Region 15C for the weekend had a state qualifier game taking place. Watkins hosting St. Martin, and the win goes to Watkins today by a score of 5-2. 5 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors for Watkins, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for St. Martin. On the mound for Watkins, Carson Geislinger will go the distance today. He picks up the win. His catcher, Lincoln Hogan. For St. Martin, Brian Schlungen starts, relieved by Scott Leeser in the third inning. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Kurt Schlungen. Hitting highlights today for Watkins, Danny Berg with a double, and Brendan Ashton, 2-for-4. Brendan had a solo home run in the third inning. For St. Martin, Kyle Leeser was 2-for-4 with a triple, and Brady Goble, 2-for-4 with a double. A final this afternoon, it was Watkins 5, St. Martin 2. Watkins punching their ticket to the state tournament in Region 15C. We'll take one more break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we'll look at some playoff pairings for next weekend right after these messages.
You're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, KASM Albany 107.7 FM, and MyChasm.com. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dairyland Supply and Sock Center is celebrating 50 years of being your Central Minnesota new and used farm equipment dealership. Dairyland Supply carries a full line of new and used TMR mixers, manure spreaders, bedding choppers, feed carts, manure pumps, manure tanks, and more. We want to give a huge thank you to all of our customers for your support, and we look forward to your patronage in the future. Cheers to 50 years, and contact Dairyland Supply to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-2111.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Hello, Dan Zimmerman here of Willenbring Dahl, Woken & Zimmerman. You've heard me on Chasm before and probably noticed that we advertise during high school and amateur sporting events that Chasm broadcasts. We love it that Chasm covers these events, and we support them because these extracurricular activities show us the value of teamwork and relationships that often last a lifetime. While you think of them in sports, good teamwork and relationships are just as important in the office, and I think we've got a great crew at our law firm. If you have a legal matter that needs attention, please let our team go to work for you. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
All right, back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Let's take a look at some of these sections and actually regions and where teams are at next weekend. Section 2B going to be played over in Cold Spring next weekend on Saturday. It'll be the Moorhead Mudcats taking on the Cold Spring Springers. That'll be at noon in Cold Spring. That'll be followed by the Sobieski Skis and the Moorhead Brewers with another game happening maybe around 6 o'clock. The two losers play at 6 o'clock next Saturday. Winners bracket games on Sunday in Section 2B being played over in Cold Spring. Over in Wilmer, they still got a ball game going on tonight, Norway Lake Sunberg and Milroy in the loser's bracket. What does it look like next week? On Saturday, it'll be Painesville taking on Atwater at 11. That'll be followed by Marshall, and they'll be taking on either Milroy or Norway Lake Sunberg on Saturday with more games to follow. The winners of those ball games playing at 4. And then Sunday's ball games, well, actually they play Saturday, the winner's bracket game, a seeding game, Raymond and Bird Island. That's in Region 4C. Over in Region 8C, being played next weekend in Uppsala. They'll move things to Uppsala. Looks like on Saturday, it'll be Avon and Nisswa. That'll be at 1 o'clock, and that'll be followed by St. Wendell and Piers at 4:30. And then on Sunday, the winners of those two ball games play at 3 o'clock with the winner's bracket game. That'll be Buckman and Foley at noon next Sunday in Region 11, or Region 8C. Over in Regional 11C, they got baseball going on tonight. They have not seen that Kimball-Sartell game go final, but Becker and Clearwater are supposed to play yet tonight, so that ball game set to take place. And then looks like next weekend back in Sartell, Friday night, it'll be St. Joe taking on either Kimball or Sartell in loser's bracket games on Saturday. And Region 15C, we got five ball games left in Region 15C. That'll go on in Watkins next week. No games Friday night. Saturday, we'll start it up at 1 o'clock with St. Martin and Farming. At 1 o'clock, 3:30, Richmond and Pearl Lake. That'll be in Region 15C. And then at 6 o'clock next Saturday, the Cold Spring Rockies and Watkins will play a seeding game. So the loser's bracket obviously playing on Sunday. There'll be a couple more games on Sunday in 15C. Joyce, that's going to do it. I want to thank you for joining us for the Dick Putt Show here on KASM on a Sunday night. Until next weekend, you all have a good night.
Thank you, Randy. It is 8:09, and I'll be bringing in the Dick Putts, or the Les Feldick Ministries, here in a second. It is 73 degrees outside our Chasm studios with 84%.